Guten Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bahar Bechukosai Chazak. The Haftarah is the Haftarah of Parshas Bechukosai. Usually, by double Parsha, we read the second Haftarah. The Haftarah, though, is connected in theme to Parshas Bahar Bechukosai. Both of them speak about living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emunah and Mitochin, Shemitah, giving it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Koichi v'Oitzim Yadi. I'd like to speak about two psukim and learn up a shtickle in Cheves Havavis, beginning of Shar Bitochen. Ko yoma Hashem, orur hagever asher yivtach ba'odom. Cursed is the man who believes in a person. He believes in man. V'som basar zroya. He makes basar v'dom his strength. He relies on Basar V'dam, Umin Hashem Yosra Liboy, and he removes and turns his heart away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Orur, cursed is such a person. Afterwards, a few psukim later, it says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach Bashem, gebenched is the person that believes in Hashem, V'hoya Hashem Yivtachoy, and Hashem will be in turn to him also a source of bitachon, a source of security. So I'd like to again learn with you today a shtickel in Cheves Havavis, maybe ask a kasha or two, and try to learn it up b'siyata d'shmaya. Cheves Havavis writes, Mamish, Mamish, the beginning of Shar Vi, Shar B'tochen, says the Cheves Havavis, Mayhem, amongst the benefits, mitzad ruchnius, in someone who is b'teach b'Hashem, is Menuchas Nafshoi Ubitchoini Alalikov, someone who has Bitochen will always be at ease, will be calm. Ubitchoini Alalikov, he'll be someone who is always knows he can always rely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu Yisbarach. Kemoisha Evid Chayev Levtech Aladoinov, just like Evid needs to rely on his Adin. Bepnei, Shimeinenu Beiteach Beilekim, says the Chavis Abavis. If someone doesn't have Bitochen in Hashem, Beiteach Bezulasai, then he's going to be having bitachon in someone else. We need to understand already, what does this mean? Someone doesn't have bitach in Hashem. What do you mean bitach b'zolase? Maybe he's agnostic. Maybe he believes in nothing. Maybe he's a non-believer. What does this mean? If ain't bitach b'lekim, bitach b'zolase. Continues the Chavis Avavis. Umisha bitach b'zolase Hashem. If someone believes in someone besides Hashem, believes in something besides Hashem, meiser ha'elikim hashkechase mi'alav. Kadosh Baruch Hu will remove he has hashkacha for him. You don't believe in me, Hashem says, well, I'm not going to take care of you then. B'niach oisa, Hashem will believe him. B'yad mishabatach alav. Go to whoever you trusted. You've trusted in that. Go to that. He'll take care of you. Now, l'chayra, these two themes are unrelated. This is my main question. Cheves Havavis says two things here, and puts two things, mushes two things together. One is, someone who doesn't believe in Hashem is believing in others, which is said we have to understand that also, like we said. Maybe he's par, if he doesn't believe in, he's neutral, he doesn't believe in anything. And secondly, he mamish goes along in the same sentence and says, and someone who believes in someone else, Hashem will say, okay, you don't trust, you don't rely on me, go to him, go to that person. Hashem will say, let him take care of you, I'm not taking care of you. How are these two themes connected? Now, the Chavis Avavis, like his Derech, brings a whole bunch of psukim to prove his point. And he's going to be bringing psukim, some of them prove the first point, that if someone doesn't believe in Hashem, he believes in something else. And then, and the second point is also going to be proven from some of these psukim, that someone who doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in something else, Hashem says, okay, I'm not going to be taking care of you. So here goes, here's a list of psukim. V'yeh kimish nemerboy, this person who doesn't believe in Hashem, who therefore, we said, is believing in others, and Hashem says, go rely on him, is the one who was written about him, and it says, Kishtayim Rois Asa'ami, this is a famous passing in the second of the 3 weeks of Tyrus. Two evils my nation has done, Oisi Azavu Mikar Mayim Chayim, they left me the source of fresh water. Lachtzei V'lehem Be'erois Be'erois Eshbarim, instead they decide to go dig and dig and dig for empty wells. V'omar, another passing says, V'yemiru Es Kvoidam B'tavnis Shor Oichal Esef, Bnei Yisrael swapped HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, they decided to go after an eagle which was eating grass. Look at the swap. Instead of Hashem, they went after this. V'omer HaKosuv, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem V'Hoyeh Hashem Yiftachoy. Now the first two Pesukim that he brought were Pesukim that show that if you leave Hashem, you're getting involved in nonsense. If you leave the Makar Mayim Chayim, instead you're going after dried out, helpless, pointless springs. If you leave Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going after Avad Yazar, Shar Echel Esav, you're going after the Egel Azov. And now he brings a pasuk which proves the second point that he said, but again, we want to know why he mushes them together, he mixes them. Blessed is the person, this is our Aftira, who will trust in Hashem. Hashem will take care of him. Hashem will be a source of security for him because he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omar, he brings a pasuk and tell him, Ashrei HaGever Shesom Hashem Yiftachoy. Fortune is the person who puts his faith in Hashem. But this goes back to the first idea. By him putting his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hasn't turned to nonsense. He hasn't turned to false sources. So now he's gone back to the first theme. The Amar, now he goes back to our Haftira. And obviously, of course, he's speaking about HaKadosh Alikim Arishin. There's no question that every pasuk here is in a specific order. And there's a reason why he brings even this funny mixed up order, why he's doing it for what he's trying to bring out. And very often the Pas Lechem, one of the classic Mefarshim Mechavis Avavis, deals with why it's brought in this specific order. And he does that over here also. The Omar, final pasuk that the Mechavis Avavis brings for what we're talking about, Orer HaGever, this is again earlier in the Haftarah, it goes back, Orer HaGever Sheyivtach Ba'Adam. Cursed is the person to trust in a man. The son Basar Roy, and he makes Basar Adam to be his help, his source of strength. Umin Hashem Yosher Liboy, and he's turning away from Hashem. So again, this is the other concept that someone who trusts in Hashem, Hashem will be a source for him to take care of him. But if someone believes in other things, then Hashem says, okay, you're not with me. But Chaya, what's going on over here? So we'd like to explain as follows. First of all, the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Vayigash, not in Miketz, the famous Bitochin speech, in Vayigash, the Beis HaLevi has a shtickle where he brings a pasuk in Amos. The pasuk says in Amos, the chukav leishemor b'nei Yisrael did not guard the chukim of Hashem, vayas kizveim, and they were led astray by their falses. He explains a beautiful pshat in this pasuk, the Hilug of Beis HaLevi, that we think, we're accustomed to thinking, chukim are much more difficult to understand, to relate to. The Umay Sa'ilim and the Sutton taunt us and say, what's the reason for Paraduma? What's the reason for Klayim? What are you doing? It's much more hard to comprehend amid a chayk. So if someone doesn't keep a chayk, it probably isn't going to get as punished as someone doesn't keep a mitzvah. Someone doesn't keep a ferish, a mitzvah, a mishpat. Okay, listen, you don't realize how important it is. Why aren't you keeping it? But a chayk is harder to understand. Maybe Hashem will be more lenient with him. Because what, blind faith, I should go over and accept this in this mitzvah? It's so hard to accept this mitzvah. That is what a normal person would probably think. Says the Beis HaLevi, unfortunately, it's not true. There's no heter, there's no more of an excuse not to keep chukim. Why? He says, take a look at the apikorsim of nowadays. Probably, you say if it's written, I don't know, didn't check, maybe 80 years ago, no, probably more, probably 100 years ago. Take a look at the apikorsim of nowadays, says the Beis HaLevi. They are non-believers. What do they do instead? They believe, they blindly believe any nonsense which they decide to go after. They read something in some silly book, some crazy theory, and they'll go with it blindly and insist on it. Even when there's kashas on them, they're faithful to their narishkeit. Over and over again, they read something, some theology, some system, some evolution, some new idea, some belief, communism, whatever it might be, something in science. Even if it's not explained, it doesn't work out, it's been disproven, they're going to insist on staying with it. They are, says the Beis HaLevi, the biggest believers, the biggest blind believers, beg way bigger than an average from Yid. They believe more than an average from Yid. This is again Beis HaLevi, Parshas Vayigash. Starts with the words, V'chein hu b'inyin ha'emunah. So the Navi has the following taina. He says, Chukav loy shamaru. You haven't kept chukim. Say, listen, it's hard for me to blindly believe stuff. Yeah? Vayasum kazveim, you've been led astray by all your false kites, by all your falsehoods, narish kites. You don't have a problem blindly believing in anything which some meshugan comes up with, that you don't have a problem believing. Someone comes up with some new theory, some conspiracy theory, pro, against, this way, that way. You insist on it and you get all excited about it. It becomes so important in your life. So there really is no such thing as a complete non-believer. Hashem made human beings need to believe in something. Maybe I've told this to you before. One year, a few days after Yom Kippur, I was driving a rented car down on what's known as Kvish Esser. I picked up a hitchhiker. That's done very often here in Eretz Yisrael. And I asked the guy how he wasn't, didn't seem very religious. He told me he's from Kibbutz Netiv Olam and Hay. I said to him, oh, so nice. How is Yom Kippur by you? He goes, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. Which I was very shocked because I thought, and everybody kind of keeps Yom Kippur. He's like, I don't believe in it. I have nothing to do with it. I don't believe in anything. I remember he told me, I don't believe, lo ma'amin beklum. Wow, okay, fine. Wow, big high-level Apikaris. Like a classy kind of Apikaris. Then I'm talking to him a little bit more. He tells me that he is collecting signatures for an organization called Green, which wants to make everything in Eretz Yisrael green. They're against high-rise buildings, against the building construction of Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel, which was just starting then. So this is a couple years back. And he says, we're absolutely destroying everything and we have to get the sign. And as he was talking to me, I realized that this fellow had a huge, deep need to believe in something, and he had it. It wasn't save the whales. It wasn't save the rakefet flower. It wasn't, I once saw this on a box, I'm not making this up, I once saw save the orangutan. Is it really an organization like that? And he was saving, you know, planet Earth, at least here in Eretz Yisrael. I did make a little, just in parentheses, I made a little cheshbon with the guy that where he lives in Kibbutz Netiv Olam and Hay, so everybody, they don't live in high-rise buildings, so anytime someone else wants to move into a house, they have to take up more ground, as opposed to when you build upwards, maybe it keeps things more green. I don't know, maybe it's not a good theory. But anyways, people have a need to believe in something. The biggest apikorsim are like believing in a big need to be against Yiddishkeit, against this, against that, but people have a need to believe in something. People are not mushrooms, which Chazal tell us, you know, don't take unika from the ground. Everybody needs to nurse and to feed off something. That's how Hashem made people. They need to believe, deeply believe in something. And that's the pshat in the first part of the Chavis Al-Vavis, who says that if you don't believe in Hashem, then you're believing in Zulasa. You're automatically believing in something else. If you fight the sheer that you're less believing in Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're automatically believing in something else. The more you strengthen your emunah on Kadosh Baruch Hu, you take it away. You're taking away your betachin from other things. There's a line from the Kotzker. The Kotzker once said, someone who's scared of the dark or scared of lions, or let's add to that, he's scared of corona. If you're scared of it, then it is a level of avodah zara because it's taking away from your yiras Hashem. The more you have pure yiras Hashem, you don't have yira of lions, you have year, they have to watch out from it, whatever, but you don't have a year from the lion. It's a big madrega. But Chavis Aveva says, the more you're removing your betacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are being betach mizulasai. There is no such thing as neutral or parva in this. There's no middle ground. You left this, you're automatically going to kfira. Now, the next part, and then we'll show the connection in Mirat Hashem. Chavis Aveva says that if someone believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a source of security back for him. Like he brings the pasuk, Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach B'Hashem, V'hoyeh Hashem Yiftachoi in Haftaira, which means someone who he puts his bitach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will taka be a source of security for this person. So I'd like to share with you Parim Yofis in Parshas Vayishlach, who says stuff that, you know, if he wouldn't say, maybe they would throw me out in Chayrim for saying this over, but I'm saying it over B'Shem, V'Heglu Parim Yofis, Taflo HaMakna, whatever you want to call him. He says on the Pasuk, when Yaakov Inu says, Hatzilino biyad ochi biyad Esav, ki yorei anoichi oisai. He says, Pshan in this Pasuk is, that Yaakov Inu says, since I'm scared of Esav, Since I have a fear of Esav, I'm being scared of Esav, which was because he thought that Shema Gar Machet, he thought maybe he wasn't deserving of being saved. He said, therefore, since I'm scared of Esav, that itself might cause Esav to takabe to attack me. My fear of him might create a situation where he's taka going to be a danger for me. But if I would strengthen my bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I wouldn't have to be scared. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would treat me back with security or nothing to be scared about. So Yaakov says, Ki yari anoichi oisai, I'm scared. Pen yovoi v'yikani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please be mechazik my bitachin. So he wasn't asking Hashem to save him. He was saying, Hatzalina miyad, ochem miyad, Esav, help me be mechazik and bitachin, and I shouldn't be scared of him. And then if I'm not scared of him, I'm only scared of Hashem, I'm going to be safe. Hashem will take care of me. It says in Halal we say, Hashem li loy ira mayase li adam. If I know that I'm not scared because I know that I live with Hashem, then it's impossible for someone to do something to me. Mayase li adam. He brings our pasuk also, b'chakev shivtach Hashem ha'yishem iftachoy, and he brings, we say in Tachnun, we say, nivalon hafsheinu miroi v'tzvaneinu, we are scared, confused, because of our itzvain in our heart, because of our downside in our heart, our lack of bitachin, that itself scares me. Because if I don't have bitachin, then who knows what's going to happen to me, Taka. Kuma voishienu kichasinu bach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are being going to be chaisi. We're going to rely on you. And if we rely on you, we know we can be assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come back and take care of us. And he says also, that's what Yaakov mentions in his tefillah, when he says, like he said before, Ki yari anoichi oisai, he says, Ki yamachli avarti isayar ganazeh, meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I know that when I went to Charan at the beginning, I had such betochen. I just went across with machli, like by Kriyas Yamsuf, and I was zoichet to Kriyas Hayardin, because of betochen nisam happening for me. But right now, that's why he mentions keep machli avarti isayar, but now I'm not living with enough betochen in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I'm scared what's going to happen to me. And again, this is the pshat that the Chayvus Avav says, Baruch HaGev Shivitach Hashem, someone trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch will be a source of bitachin back to him. So let's put these two things together and we'll see how they flow so beautifully. Chayvus Avav is telling us that one thing leads mamash to the other. Normally, we learn the Gemara in Tainis at the beginning, this pasuk, it's a Shtayim Rois Asu Ami. It's two ma'isim. There's a ma'isim Klai Yisrael left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only did leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they went to Tavod Zarah, they went to falsehoods, they went to empty wells, to pointless wells, to dry wells. No. So the Chayvus Avav is, it goes together. It's two things, but it's really one ma'isim. Unfortunately, that commits two crimes at the same time. Someone who leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no middle ground. As he's leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every step away from Bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a step towards Avodah Zarah, towards empty wells, towards Hevel HaVolim. Every step away from Bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're believing in this other thing, then an automatic thing is Hashem says, every bit that you don't believe in me, which we said automatically means you're going to believe in someone else, Hashem says, well, I'm lowering back at the same moment as you're stepping away from me, I'm lowering the security and the warmth which I'm going to radiate towards you, and instead you're going to experience a life under whatever you're believing in instead. It might be you're believing in your own koiches instead. Maybe you're believing in your rich uncle. Maybe you're believing in a doctor. Maybe you're believing in lots and lots of things that you believe. You're believing in your boss with his paycheck, your regular, you know, that you get paid on time. Whatever you might believe in the market, whatever you might believe in, as you lower chas v'shalom, mitachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're automatically believing in this thing. Hashem says, okay, and you know, cope with it. Maybe you'll do well. When you're under Tava Sangam, so it might be doing a little bit well here and there. People do well who don't have bitachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People do bad, people do well. But if you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're 100% absolutely assured. And those are the different psukim that he brings down. That's how the two ideas flow together. And it comes out that here in the Haftarah, we have both these ideas being mentioned also. We have the pasuk, Arur HaGever Asher Yiftach Ba'odam Mesom Basar Zroyai, curse of the person that's trusting in men, Umen Hashem Yosra Libay, because together, part and parcel with believing in someone else is leaving Hashem. It's not two different steps. It's the same step. As you're trusting in more and more in this person, well, he'll take care of me and Hashem too. A lot of times, you know, we want to sound from, you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, the doctor, and of course Hashem helped me. You know, you throw in as an afterthought. Hashem's like, thanks. That was really, really nice. Thanks for, you know, for thinking about me. But it goes together. Chas v'shalom, person, as he trusts more and more in a person, whatever it might be, whatever issue, then he is being turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the pasuk afterwards in the Haftarah, Baruch HaGever Sheivtach Hashem V'Hay Hashem Yivtachai. Because if you're trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will take care of you. A father to a son, absolutely, you believe in him, but HaMatan L'Hashem HaKechem will take care of just you. But if you turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, okay, I'm not your Miftach, you're not Patach me, I'm not your Miftach. Instead, go deal with other things. And according to what we said, of course, we can understand the final pasuk in the Haftarah, where a very famous pasuk, which our Shemona Esrei, I'm not sure what was first, the Lashon of the Shemona Esrei in Tamash Kesak Daila, or this pasuk in Yirmiyah, if it was ancient part of the field, I don't know, but in Rafa'inu, we say similar to the words of the Haftarah, Rafa'ini Hashem ve'ei Rafa'i, lest it's in the singular, Kadosh Baruch Hu, heal me and I will be healed, Hashi'ini ve'ivashaya, save me and I will be saved, Kisi lasi ata, because you are my glory. Now this pasuk is saying the idea that we said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you heal me, ve'ei Rafa'i, and I know that I'll be completely healed. I want the healing to come from you. I'm not being mateach at anybody else. Maybe there's a shliach, maybe there's not a shliach, but I want it to be from you. I want to just trust in you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for refuah. When it comes to something I need to be saved from, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be saved just from you, then I know that's a real Yeshua, because it's becoming from you. It's not a Yeshua from Basar Adam. Because you are Hashem, you're my glory, you're the one, you're the one who I hold on to, you're the one that I believe only in. So Rabbi Hashem should help us whenever we say Rafa'inu and Shemar Esther, whenever we say the Tzukim, which we quote, these Tzukim and Davening, which we mischazing more and more, and then nothing will scare us. Emir Hashem, I hope to take at least from this year, listening to this year right now, as I'm saying it, listening also, take a step in the right direction, closer to grow more and more. And I'll be talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. I saw a sefer from Reuven Melamed. He brings from his Rebbe, Reb Chatzka Levenstein, who says that's also why in the Haftarah we have the pasuk, very famous pasuk also, Okoiv Halev. The Haftarah says the lev is, the heart is crooked, mikol, from all the other parts of the body. It's the most crooked part of the body, can be the heart. V'anushu, and it's very sick. Miye de'enu, who can inform the lev of the truth? It's so hard to find out if we're really trusting in Hashem. Are we fooling ourselves or not? Ani Hashem, choyker lev, boichin klai. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I know the truth. And you have to try to go deeper and deeper inside yourself. You say, do I really have bitachin? Could I be mechazik my bitachin more? Which, of course, we always could do. Which direction am I heading in the midah of bitachin? Am I being mischazik in the midah of bitachin? Am I building it, working on it? Or chas v'shalom, am I drifting? Because if I'm drifting, I'm not just drifting, I'm also getting more into a v'dizara, kuchy v'yitzim yadli, chas v'shalom, and then we're losing our connection and our safe security plan with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Best security plan, the only security plan, the best is even that compares it, the only security plan. Baishim should help us, we should get closer, we should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.